Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, purpose, and destiny that God has for us. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, the process of that walk. You're going to be encouraged in the things that you go through so that you can build on your most holy faith. You're going to learn how to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ even the more. And you're going to become encouraged to be light to someone else, hope to someone else. You're going to be that city that sits on a hill that really, really shines. It looks more and more like Jesus every day on your job, in your community, in your house, with your family, in your church service. Everything about you is going to be in a place where you're going to see more of the demonstration of God's power. Because when you understand purpose and then you understand the process that you go through, even when it doesn't feel good, but you understand I'm headed somewhere. God is not allowing this to happen just for naught, but he's allowing this to happen because he's stretching me, he's growing me, he's refining me, proving me, he's building me, adding to me. He's giving me wisdom, knowledge to know him in a way that I've never known him before. So when you understand that your process is not some endless test, but it has a purpose. It's going to produce something. It's going to cause something to develop in you that unless you had that pressure, unless you had that situation, it would not have been seen. It wouldn't have been evident. You would have developed in that or become that or matured in that. But we understand that even in the midst of what we go through, God has already caused us to triumph in him. That even in our trials and our tests and our making process, we still triumph because we're coming to a place where the demonstration of his power, of his will, of his life, and truth is being seen in us even the more. We've been studying the book of Proverbs, and we're going to be in this book for a while. There's so many nuggets in this book, so much good wisdom in this book, and we want to get everything that we can out of this book. And so we're going to be here for a while to study in the book of Proverbs, because as we study the book of Proverbs, we learn how to act, how to operate, to be skillful in every situation in life. And there's been places in our lives that we have not been skillful, that we did not pass the test, that we didn't know how to act and what to do and how to apply wisdom in every situation. But we understand that even though Solomon wrote this book, the wisdom that he gained was God's wisdom. And so every time we eat this word, we receive this wisdom, this life, we study this, we're getting more and more of God's wisdom in our lives. We're applying that wisdom. We're acting on that wisdom, because wisdom is a tree of life. Just like God's word, God's spirit, God's kingdom is a tree of life, so is wisdom. And wisdom gives us what we need. And when we walk in wisdom, there are benefits that we receive that our life will never, ever be the same when we apply and live this wisdom. So we're going back and looking at wisdom again. And we're going to look at some of the attributes that of someone who goes after wisdom. Anyone who seeks wisdom, they're going to find it. They're going to find it. And we want to be able to find wisdom when we need it. We want to be able to imply the instructions of wisdom to our life. Wisdom it produces success in life. It produces success in life, and it doesn't happen overnight, but it's a process. But this wisdom that is going to happen and cause us to have success is going to teach us not only wisdom, but how to have success, how to hang on to success. Not to just arrive at a place where success is and not be able to possess that place. So wisdom is not just going to teach us wisdom, but it's going to teach us how to hold on to success and possess that place for the glory of God, to put our stamp there, to say this territory, this place that I've won, this place that I've conquered with wisdom, with God's power, with God's spirit, with God's anointing. This place is going to be for the glory of God, and God is going to, his stamp is going to be here so that anytime anyone passes through here, anytime I give this wisdom out, anytime they hear my testimony, they're going to know this is the place where God allowed me to overcome, to be a super conqueror here through his power, through his anointing, through faith, and through wisdom. So we want that. The instructions of wisdom receives direction. When you receive wisdom, you get directions. You get strategies. You get what you need so that you can conquer and possess that place. And discipline and training is part of that instructions, part of that direction. God wants you to be disciplined. He wants you to be consistent. And a lot of times what has happened, and we're not consistent in prayer. We're not consistent in our walk of faith. We're not consistent in our study time. We're not consistent, and our consistency is what builds, makes, shapes, and causes us to be disciplined and trained so that we can go and conquer. If you think about the military, every day, they have these guys run PT. They have these guys exercising, and it doesn't matter what the weather is. They've been conditioned that they know how to do this. And so when they're out there training, they had trained knowing that no matter what, the consistency of what they're doing is going to show up in battle, in training, in life. That consistency is going to show up because they've disciplined themselves to endure, to stand, to take pain, to push through. So you see that consistency producing something. Well, the same thing with us in the spirit realm. Our consistency in prayer and faith and the word and walking in wisdom and doing what God, principles that God is teaching us and showing us, these things are going to produce something that's going to endure and it's going to show up no matter what we're facing in life. And it's going to produce fruit that others, not only ourselves and our own household, but others can live thereby. So we've got to learn how to be consistent in what we do. We got to learn how to be disciplined and to train our minds, our spirits, our bodies to do the things that are pleasing to God. Diligence is learning what is required of you. That diligence is learning what is required of you and the readiness to be in that place where you're doing or connecting or being correct in that area. So our diligence is learning how to apply what is required of us. Our diligence is learning how to allow that which is required of us to be seen and be ready in that area to be correct in how we apply it. So we want that. We just don't want to be just reading scriptures, but we want to get the instructions. We want to get the wisdom. We want to receive that direction. We want to be disciplined and we want to be trained. We want to be diligent and we want to learn what is required and how we apply that. And we want to be ready. There needs to be a readiness and we need to be correct in how we do it. So as we allow God to do these things in our life, this is what's going to happen. We apply wisdom in our life when we do it the way the word says. Proverbs 35:6 says, every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words or he will rebuke you and prove you a liar. Proverbs 2:2 says, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding. So wisdom, as we said before, it gives us skilled. It gives us godly skill. It gives us skill for a godly manner. It's a And the word of God, the Bible, teaches us all of these things. And wisdom is part of what God wants to teach us to be skillful. So when we read and apply the book of Proverbs, we're saying, God, teach me wisdom. Teach me skill. Teach me how to be disciplined. Train me. Let me be one to take and apply wisdom in every area so that I know how to act in every situation in a godly manner. Because this is not my wisdom. It's not worldly wisdom. It's not earthly wisdom. It is godly wisdom, and it's your wisdom that you're giving me. So we want to learn how to meditate on God's word. We want to learn how to apply his word, live out his word every single day, because we have to do it by faith, action. And we want to be able to use it to line us up to the divine will of God. We want to make sure that we measure up, that we don't fall short, that we do not even compare ourselves to other people in our walk of faith, because everybody's walk is different. And so what comes easy to someone else may be harder for us, harder to someone else, but we ourselves are to apply the word to ourselves individually and live it out, regardless if our friend, our spouse, our co-workers, or anybody else is doing. We have to do what God is telling us to do so that we can produce the fruit that he wants us to do in our lives. And we want to do it because he is the God. That 2 Corinthians 10 and 12 says, we do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with anyone who committed themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. So we want to be wise, and we want to measure ourselves according to the word of God, the will of God, and his plan, not by others, but by God himself. For the Lord gives wisdom, and for the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. That's Proverbs 2 and 6, and we want that in our life. I'm praying that we all are applying this. We all are getting this, and we want this in our life. The second step into applying wisdom and learning wisdom is to turn from evil. We've heard this before, but we really have to discipline ourselves to turn away from evil and thinking and actions and words and things. We really have to do that. Proverbs 9, 4 and 6 lets us understand that. And we have to repent from any dead works, anything that is dead that we've done or continue to do. We've got to repent from it and turn from it so that it is in our life and God's will can be done. Okay, so we want to make sure we do that. The third thing we want to do when we apply wisdom to our life is to daily renew our minds by reading and meditating on the word of God. So that's what we want to do. The first thing is we want to make sure that we apply wisdom by not comparing ourselves to anyone else. The second thing is to turn away from evil. And the third thing is to read the word daily and apply that meditated word that we've read. There is no substitute for day-to-day renewal of the mind. There is none. We have to get in that word, and that goes right back to that consistency, being consistent in what we do, applying. Just don't read to be reading. Read by saying, Holy Spirit, breathe on this word. Make it alive to me. Let me receive it and be a part of me. Let me eat from the word, and as I eat, feed me. Feed me until that word becomes part of my bone, part of my marrow, and I live thereby. We have to make sure we check our actions when we're dealing with wisdom, that we operate in wisdom. James 3 and 7 says this, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good fruits, and without partiality and without hypocrisy. We've got to make sure that we apply this word and that we look at ourselves so that we can be who we are. We don't want to look at ourselves and look at ourselves pridefully and haughty and in a fashion that is not pleasing to the Lord. We want everything in our life to align so that when we hear wisdom, when we produce that wisdom. And one of the things you can do is ask yourself questions. Is what I'm doing pure? Is what I'm doing peaceable or peaceful, pleasing to God? Is what I'm doing gentle and considered to be in the right approach, in the right manner? Is my attitude submissive? Do my actions show mercy, or am I demanding and selfish? Are the fruits of the Spirit being developed and displayed in my life by my actions and the activities I engage in? Are my actions hypocritical? Do they lead to a double standard in my life? These are things you ask yourself and know when you ask, and the Holy Spirit will reveal truth to us. The application of wisdom for our lives is an ongoing process, and we have to continue to seek after God. Just like our salvation, our walk of faith is an ongoing process. So this is, but we want God's divine will. So as we apply God's will, we see the demonstration of his power. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favorite Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend. Have a wonderful worship experience on Sunday. We give God glory, honor, and praise, because as you continue to walk by faith, you're going to see him move in your life even more. And as we apply this wisdom, line upon line, precept upon precept, we're going to be changed. Be blessed, be favored, because you are favored and you are God's chosen. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. God bless you.